I'm George Walker. The Bloomington Early Music Festival opens on Friday, May 16th with Alessandro Scarlatti's opera Tigrana in the Buskirk Chumley Theater. There's also a Sunday afternoon matinee. Our guest is the stage director for Tigrana, Baroque dance specialist Paige Whitley Baugus. Paige, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
First, how does a person become a Baroque dance specialist? How did you start out?
I came to this from classical ballet. I was a ballet major at the North Carolina School of the Arts, and the curriculum required us to take Renaissance dance, Baroque dance, and a full range of dance history classes. And I was particularly drawn to dances from those earlier periods in history. I also felt that they really informed classical ballet in that it really showed me what the root of ballet was.
We're talking with Paige Whitley Baugus, who will be staging the opera at the Bloomington Early Music Festival, Scarlatti's Tigrana. Tigrana is a little bit unusual in early opera in that we actually have a fair number of stage directions.
Yes, we do have quite a few stage directions in the scores that come down to us, mostly in manuscript format, of the opera. They are basic stage directions. For example, in the very beginning of the opera, we're told that the lead female character, Tomiri, enters in a procession with her subjects, who are the Scythians, and we're told that also priests of the temple are with her and that they are carrying, this is a little gruesome, carrying the head of her enemy in a basin, and they will have a ceremony. So those are the kinds of things, the kinds of directions that are in the opera score.
We're talking with Paige Whitley Baugus, who will be the stage director for Alessandro Scarlatti's Tigrana, which opens this Friday in the Buskirk Chumley Theater. It opens the Bloomington Early Music Festival. There's an additional performance on Sunday afternoon. Paige, how does it happen that the choice for the director for a Baroque opera is a person who specializes in the dance forms?
Excellent question. I feel that I was chosen and frequently get invited to work with singers for opera because my expertise in dance also includes period movement, how people carried their bodies in the 18th century. And that's very important if you're recreating an opera from that time period. My expertise also moves into the range of period gesture. We're actually provided with a lot of information in the writings of actors, dramatists, orators from the period. And so I'm able to give that type of body information and gesture information to the singers. You know, it's very important, I think, whether it be an opera or whether it be an opera ballet from the 18th century, it's impossible to reconstruct it. However, armed with all of this wonderful information that we do have, we can make a beautiful recreation. We don't know all of the details, but we can infuse it with all of this historical information, which is what I try to do. And I want my audience to go away feeling like they enjoyed it, that they understood what was going on in the piece, and that they found beauty in the piece.
We've been talking with the stage director, Paige Whitley Baugus, of Tigrana at the Bloomington Early Music Festival. Opens Friday night and then plays Sunday afternoon as well in the Buskirk Chumley Theater. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.